The last part of the daf dealt with Rabbi Yonason's halacha. Am Rabbi Yonason, Meyo sheyashvu lahayrois, ein chayavin ad sheyoyru kulan. If 100 dayanim sat down to preside over a shayla, the halacha is, if they make a mistake, the only time Klal Yisrael is going to have to bring the paralim davashal tzibur is if it was yoyru kulan. If all 100 of these dayanim paskin this mistake. And we mentioned the Rabbi Yonason is saying two chiddushim. One chiddush Rabbi Yonason is saying is that even though ordinarily when it comes to Bez and the rule is Rubai Kegulai. So you would think if Roiv of Klal Yisrael pask in one way, you're supposed to follow the Roiv. Turns out it was a mistake. Klal Yisrael acted upon it. You bring the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. When it comes to the halacha of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, Roiv is not enough. You need Kulai. What's the makar to that? Then kol adas Yisrael, kol is the rabbis, not rubai, but kol is the rabbis, even kulai. Rabbi Yonason added to that, and he said that this would be true even if there were more than 71 members of the bezin. So let's say you have a bezin, and hachav mayaskinu, there's 100 chevra that are sitting there. Even then, you would need all 100 of those dayanim to go and to paskin and make the mistake. But let's say you would even have 71 of the 100 that would make the mistake. That wouldn't be enough. And even though ordinarily 71 is the Sanhedrin Agadol. But once you have 100, you need all 100. And this halacha of kulay would apply to every single person that's now partaking in this bezdin. Yanki showed me a Yerushalmi right here in the beginning of Pesach Tesirius that brings this halacha in the name of a different Amayra. Amir Rab Mana Bar Tanchum. Rab Mana Bar Tanchum said, Nichnesu Meya Ad Sheyoyru Kulon. If 100 dayanim would enter the chambers of where the Sanhedrin sat, the only time there would be a par helam davashal tzibur is if all 100 of these dayanim would make the mistake and Bezdin would act upon. Literally, Rabbi Yonason's halacha that we have here in Masech Tesirius continues the Yerushalmi and says, Azoy, Taman, over there, Amar Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira said, now where's there? So over there is in Yerushalmi, Masech Tes Sanhedrin, Paragalef, and Yerushalmi, Masech Tes Rosh Hashanah, Paragalef. But either way, Rab Zeira said that Vahu Sheyi Kulon Meir Mitzad Echad. Now, the context over there was Ibur Hashanah. When it comes to Ibur Hashanah, so at the end of the day, whether or not Bezdin was going to be Ma'abed Hashanah depended on a vote, right? You had to hear what Bezdin had to say. Reb Zeir said there, in the sugyas of Ibur Hashanah, notice, the first Perek of Sanhedrin, that's one of the places it's mentioned in Bavli, and in Rosh Hashanah, that's where the Ikra sugya is. But the bottom line is that over there, Reb Zeir said that when it comes to Ibur Hashanah, you need Vahu Sheyi Kulon Meir Mitzad Echad. You need that all the dayanim should not only agree, but you need that all the dayanim should agree for the same exact reason. Says the Yerushalmi, v'ka, this is real Yerushalmi sprach, ma. What is v'ka, ma mean? Not koma, koma, right? What is v'ka, ma mean? V'ka, abidav, and tzukum to the halacha, fun, param, davash, haltibur, ma. Would you have that same tonight, or would you not have that same tonight? It's a fascinating Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings the halacha of the Bafli. This halacha that the Gemara said, Tiyufta de Rabbi Yonason Tiyufta. And that is that when it comes to the Param Dovash of Tzibri, you need every single member of the Bezdin to be in agreement. But the Yerushalmi wanted to know, should we also apply? I mean, this is a Chiddush, right? Because ordinarily, Rubei Kegula, we're applying a Chiddush. Should we apply another Chiddush? Should we also apply a Chiddush that you find in the laws of Ibur Shana? And that is that the only time we can paskin based on a consensus of Bezdin is, number one, if all the Dayanim are in agreement, this chiddush that you have over here, but also they all have to be saying what they're saying for the same reason. Is that going to be true when it comes to the par helam davar shel tzibur or not? And the Gemara blibes with a shayla. So let's just explain the shayla a little bit better. If you remember in the first parak of Masechta Sanhedrin, the Gemara talked about different reasons that Bezin can sometimes be ma'abed Hashanah. It could be done for this reason, it could be done for that reason. The Yerushalmi says that when the Dayanim got together, the only time they were ma'abed Hashanah is number one, if all the Dayanim that were there felt he should be Ma'abed Hashanah, and they all were coming to for the same reason. But if one said for this reason, the other one said for that reason, even though they ended up in the same place, he took the parkway and he took Route 9. They both ended up in 08701. It doesn't matter. You have to mamash go the same way. If you don't get there in the same exact way, you're not going to have the salacha. So clears the Yerushalmi, I can hear that being that you find the first chiddush that you find by Ibur Hashanah here regarding Parum Davashal Tzibur, and that is it's not enough, Rubik Kukuli, you need every everybody. So what would that halacha be? Do you also need that they should all be coming for the same reason? Or do you not need that they should all be coming for the same reason? And the Yerushalmi leaves it as an ibaya. The truth is that when it comes to paskening, bichlal, when it comes to a bezdin, and akri rabim lahatois, we're going to go bus a roiv of the dayanim, you don't need that the roiv of the dayanim should come to their maskana for the same reason. And the makar to this is a mefurish ramah. The ramah says, v'chein, mahoyo yachid neged rabim, this is in chayshem mishpat, in hilchas dayanim, it's in simin chav hei, it's sif beis. If there was a yachid neged rabim, hochen achar rabim b'chol makim, you always follow the rabim. V'afilu ein harabim maskimim mitam echad. Even if the rabim are not coming for the same reason. Each one is coming from his own angle. Being that at the end of the day they agree with the halacha, mikru rabim, they're considered a rabim, vaslina basrayu, and we go bas to them. Then it says, this Yerushalmi is a little makar to it, because you see that ordinarily, you don't have to be in agreement. It's dafka by Ibra Shana, and the Gemara has a tzad that maybe it's also true by Param Davashal Tzibur. Why do you have the tzad by Param Davashal Tzibur? Because you see it has the other similarity to Ibra Shana, that you need that all the Dayanim should be in agreement. So maybe it has this similarity as well, that they also should all have to be coming for the same reason, or Shekein or Shalom. But you see from here that ordinarily that's not the case. So I just want to share with you a ha'ara that was left on the table when we learned Masechta Sanhedrin. And this is from Agoyin, Rebu from Beira Moshe. This is the Shavua Shechalba's yard site. It's in Margolos Hayam in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Mem Amud Aleph. He was talking there, Ba'arichos, it's Oyz Chof Beis, if you want to look it up, about the concept of Achri Rabim Lahatos. And we know in yeshiva, this is always a big chakira. Right? How does Rav work? How does Chazaka work? How do Edom work? Is Rav a birer? Is Rav a hanhaga? Right? The Torah says, Achri Rabim Lahatos. You have a suffix. So what do you do when you have a suffix? You go bas a Rav. Ishlachkar. What does Rav do? Rav is mevara the suffix, meaning, to the extent that I have a Rav, so now a chobshoi nishkain suffix, or Rav is not necessarily mevara the suffix, but there's a xeris akasav. The Torah says, when in doubt, there's certain rules and guidelines that you're able to follow. One of those guidelines is Achri Rabim Lahatos. You're going to go bas a Rav. The pashtis in yeshiva is that chazaka is a hanhaga, Rav is a birer. That's why Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adiv. It's not that Rav is be'etzim better than chazaka. V'haraya, Rameir is chayish l'miyuta, he doesn't go basa Rav, but you don't find anywhere that Rameir doesn't go basa chazaka. The Pnei Yeshua is kasha, right? Dvarim atikim v'neflam, really, really, really not for now. But the point is that usually you learn that Rav is a birer, but chazaka is a hanhaga. Even in Rav being a birer, everyone knows the Rosh, right? The Rosh in the sugi of Tak V'Kayin, that says even though Rav is a mevara, but midei seikulei nafka, it's still a suffix. And that's the famous kasha, that's meant true, Reb Kidegen, Shev Shmeitzer, if that's the case, when you have a Rav and it's a suffix, tumme b'shus harabim, if it's all a suffix, you should say it's seikulei tar. Right? Dvarim atikin ve'in kam v'kayin, sugi zasi rivadai. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, this is always the big question, the big chakira. Ask any yeshiva bach in the world, right? He's going to tell you 11 chakiras. In terms of how do you look at a roif? Right? Is roif a mevarer? There's still a suffix. There's not still a suffix. Says Rav Reuven Margolis something very, very profound. To me, this was very, very novel. Reuven Margolis says, Hagar ba'atzmacha. He says, think about this for 1 second. So you have a bezin that's presiding over Dinei Nefashis. And there's 23 dayanim on this bezin. 13 say Zakai, 10 say Chayiv. What's the halacha? Is Zakai. Or if 13 say Chayiv and 10 say Zakai, what's the halacha? This person is going to be Chayiv. The Ramah says, we just quoted the Ramah 1 second ago, and the Makar seems to be an Unzer Yerushalmi right here, that you don't need that all the Dayanim should be saying the same thing, right? So let's talk about the 13 Mezakeh. So one mezaka could be that I hold that it's mutter because it's a Rashba. The other one could say I think it's mutter because it's Yerushalmi. The other one could say it's because it's an Igus Moshe. The other one could say, what I mean, it's often Aloch and Shulchan Aruch. Yeruday is Simon Kufla Mitzayin Dalid, right? Everybody could say, the other one's going to say it's Zevez Agarim. The other one is going to say it's Bittul Bashisha. Everyone comes for another reason. What's the halacha? He's going to be Zakai. Says Rabbi Margolis, I don't understand. Because the emes is, if you plot it out, you ask 23 people, all 23 people said something else. You know what that means? Each one of these 23 people has 22 people that are saying fakert from him. So where's the Rav? Where's the Rav? You're telling me, oh, the 10 guys that say chayiv, they're outvoted. What do you mean? The 13 guys that say Zakai are also outvoted. Because there's not one person that agreed with one of the Mezakin. You have 23 people that can't get along. What else is new, right? I mean, that's really what you have over here. These guys are killing each other. Nobody can agree on anything. Even the guys that are saying Zakai are saying, Du bist der Amoritz, no, you're a Buck Amoritz. Lamai said, there's nobody that's agreeing. So said Rabbi Magos, where's the logic in Reif? This is fire if every person had to say the same thing. So does it derive? You have 13 people that see the world exactly the same. They all say Kuflamid Zayin Dalit, not Kuflamid Heyud Gimel. They're all saying the same exact thing. Oh, so if they're all saying the same, right? This is an inside joke in our Chabura. They're all saying the same thing. So if they're all saying the same thing, so then Memela, I understand. So that's good. Here you have your right. But if everyone is saying something else, then everybody's really outvoted. If everybody is outvoted, so where exactly is the right? I'll tell you what this reminded me of. It's you do it, the Reb Chaim Brisker. This is Reb Chaim in Sefer. He was talking about the Halacha Bittul B'Shishin, right? That's why the tzushtals we had with cherry cask are a good tzushtal. He was talking about Bittul B'Shishin. So everyone knows that if you have a little bit of something in the taruvus and the 60 times of something else can enter the taruvus, the halacha is it's bottle. So he asked the man on the street, what does it mean it's bottle? He said, I'm not going to taste it. Right? That's what it says, Reb Chaim. If that's the case, I want to ask you a question. If you would take 1 ounce of 61 different beverages, so 1 ounce of scotch, 1 ounce of bourbon, 1 ounce of tequila, 1 ounce of vodka, and you would fill up 61 ounces, you drink it, you're not going to get drunk, right? It's not going to taste like anything. You'll be shaken like a horse, right? It's not going to taste like anything. Of course it's going to taste like something. What do you mean? Each one of these ounces, each one of these minim is batel b'shishin. I thought when it's batel b'shishin, it's hot nish kain tam. So Reb Chaim was mechich from me, avad is hot that tam. No, the tam is a tam kolish, and the tam is batel. It's not a tam ke'isid that has the ability to go ahead and to make it awesome. That's mamish Reb Reuven Margolis is tainer. He says, you have 23 dayotim. Every person is saying something else. Each guy is batel to the 22 other people. So if that's the case, where exactly is the beer? So he said it's pasha to him from this halacha, from this ramah, shteita dover gotol. And that is, he says, to me it's pasha that the Torah is telling us that achri rabim lahatos is lav dafka beer. There's a din called achri rabim lahatos. And being that there's a din called achri rabim lahatos, that's why we follow Roy. It's a gzeiras akosov that you follow Roy. Because if it was a svara ba'alma, to me, I don't know. If the dayanim are saying the same thing, memela. But if they're saying something else, just like the Mu'it are technically the minority, the Rabbim are also the minority because each person's Taina is technically Mufrich by everybody else's Taina. And Afilu Hachi, you go Basiroi. He said, Damasus is another riot to this. Because why is it that you don't find anywhere, whenever you have an Achi Rabbim Lahatois, you should take into account who exactly it is that's voting? Let's be honest. At the end of the day, you have a bezin of 23. You're not going to tell me all 23 of these dayanim were on the same level, right? I mean, it's pashut as I. Not all achreinim are on the same level. Like you do. So it's pashut. That's the way it is. So how is it possible that if you have a bezin and the bezin's made up of 23 dayanim, you don't find anywhere that we take into account the echos of the individual dayan? As long as there's a roiv, you go bas a roiv. Nothing else matters. He said, that too is very, very mashma to me. That achri rabbi lahatos is a din. It's a gzeiras akosov. It's rooted in birr. Kamuvin, it's rooted in birr. But at the end of the day, you can't tell me it's a klara birr. And I think this would be very matim with the famous rush that every time you have a roiv, midei sveikaloi nafka, yen a rush in the sugi of takvukayim, which we're not getting into right now. At the end of the day, the roiv doesn't have the ability to be masalik, the suffix, either way. A very interesting halacha, which at first glance sounds like a technicality. Do you need all the people that are saying Zakai to be saying Zakai for the same reason? All the people saying Chayiv to be saying Chayiv for the same reason? It's an afen ramah. It's not debatable. It's an afen ramah. Seems to come from a Yerushalmi right here in the beginning of Masechet Zohar related to this halacha of Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Reuven Margolis' fascinating thesis. Again, this is food for thought. So just something to think about a little bit, that to the extent that you can go Basar Roiv, even when every Dayan is saying something else, well, that means that every Dayan, even the members of the Roiv, are technically in the minority. If they're in the minority, what happened to the Roiv? Rabbi Margolis has his theory. Does it stim with all the lumdas in yeshiva? I don't think so. But at the same time, Adarabba, Medafis Miyashiv Zayin, a little something to think about.